There's been a trend going around on TikTok and on the internet in general. It started out, could 100 people beat a gorilla in a fight? Wasn't that the first one?
Yes,
that
actually,
was the first one I saw.
Did you see Robert Irwin's response to that? Steve Irwin's his name, Robert?
Yes, I think it is.
He said, first things first, guys, I don't think that this is a great question because I don't think that we should be fighting endangered species. And then he went on to say, they're actually pretty chill and they kind of keep to themselves. And he had the most perfect Irwin response.
So it's not annoying.
No, it was so well done.
Because everybody loves
that,
him.
It would be... Most people would say that, and you'd be like, shut up, you're missing the point.
That was just a dumb question.
It was like a teachable moment in such a wonderful way.
He threaded the needle, so it was like, oh, that's such a great response. We love you.
Okay, that's impressive. That's really hard to do in that case. But now it's become twisted, and there's lots of these battles.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So the one that I found is this guy, he's like 100 British people versus 100 Americans. Who's taking it? And this girl breaks it down and she's like, British people don't stand a chance.
Okay.
100 British people versus 100 Americans. One big room, no weapons. Who's winning?
I'm genuinely not even trying to be patriotic, but I truly believe that against 100 British people, 30 Americans could get the job done and take the W. And to illustrate this, I'm going to draft a very diverse, broad-ranging fantasy team of 30. Here we go. Two people from Appalachia born and raised among the mountain folk. Two Floridians with a criminal record.
Yep.
Two blue-collar workers from Boston.
Yes.
One drunk Eagles fan born and raised in Philly.
Yes.
One Waffle House employee any state.
Absolutely.
One corn-fed Midwesterner, one emo Midwesterner. That's time right there. Then we add one grandma from Louisiana, one old man from Atlanta, two Italian Americans from New Jersey, one with mob connections, one without, two women from the LA area that identify as Chicana and wear gold hoops, one veteran who has definitely committed a war crime, one polyamorous person from the Pacific Northwest who still believes everyone should be masking, one gay man from Rhode Island who identifies as a bear, and that one girl in high school who smoked weed and has a big ass tapestry in her room. That's 20 right there, which I think could get the job done, but just in case there are any duds, let's add one citizen of Texas who refers to themselves as a patriot, one no-nonsense softball-playing lesbian, one no-nonsense basketball-playing bisexual, one middle-aged dad in the suburbs who directs people pulling out of parking spots.
I love how specific it is.
One cowboy, one cowgirl, one farmer, one person from Baltimore, one person from Chicago, one New York City cab driver. That's 30 right there. They're taking it.
I agree. She's so right. I agree. The Revolutionary War has already proven this point. They had 13 colonies on their side. They could have done this and they didn't. We flipped. It was amazing. But there are so many unhinged Americans these days. I'm not saying Brits aren't unhinged, but not like America.
Mm-hmm.
Not, they have stayed in place. They have been sitting cozy on their little British throne. Not anymore.
I'm going to counter.
What?
Soccer hooligans. Rugby players going to be much more common in England. Soccer hooligans, yes, they're prone to weapons, but they don't care about getting punched in the face or sprayed with mace or anything.
But do they have Buffalo Bills fan level enthusiasm or Eagles fan level enthusiasm? I don't think so.
I think they do.
I don't think it's more. I think it's the same. Like
they're already missing teeth.
They march to the game together and try to fight the other team's fans. That's pretty big.
Yeah, I think I think if you're going broad spectrum based on quantity, I mean, we got them on quantity alone, 330 million versus like 10 million. So we got them on numbers. But yeah, if you just took random people, I think random Americans versus random Brits, the Americans win.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I mean, I've been to Walmart on a Saturday night. I've been to Waffle House after the club.
Yeah.
I am well aware Americans are going to win. And this is 100 versus 100. She said 30 in this just to like
prove her point. Still,
but 100 versus 100 Americans. Yeah. I mean, we are just way. Even if we lost, we'd say we won.
Right.
Well, that's true.
This trend is going to turn into a show at some point.
Oh, I hope so.
Like what? They're doing real battles?
Yes.
Like fights?
Yes. It's going
we'll just accidentally go backward, just like the old WWF, where everybody is a stereotype.
Oh, it was better then.
I've always wanted
to see a plumber fight a witch doctor from an island that isn't real.
Agreed. It'll be so much better.
I do think if they made it a TV show, the first episode, they're going to use that girl's whole list against. And maybe you find British people who have equally kooky stereotypes attached to them too, like a blacksmith from Prague or something. I don't know. Prague's not even in England, but
not even remotely.
Huh? Well, what is the Britain equivalent of, you know, the Waffle House fighter?
Right.
What is that? You don't hear about that across the pond. Like, what is their?
Well, but they might not have ever heard of Waffle House either. I'm sure they got some kind of nasty place where people fight in Liverpool.
Yeah, but it's like a pub,
you know,
right?
Or Birmingham.
No,
it's going to be called like Glumpkeys or something.
Yeah, Beans and Toast House.
Yeah, no, it'll be like the Whopped Cock, right? And it'll be a chicken.
Was that? Can we say that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rooster. That's what they say over there. That's how that's the terminology they use.
I meant the first word.
Oh.
Whopped?
Yeah, like you got whopped.
Oh.
Right?
Would you participate?
Punched?
Would I participate in a 100-on-100? Why? Do we want to lose?
No, we're not going to lose.
We're American.
Am I the guy from the suburbs? Because we're screwed if it's me.
The corn-fed Midwesterner?
I don't like corn.
That's a lie. You live for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think if they came up to me, like, you know, if they were trying to get some people and they said, hey, we think you're crazy enough for this, I'd probably say yes. I'd get my ass whooped just to see.
Hell yeah.
I'm more of an ass talker.
You just want to be on a team.
Yeah.
This is the same energy that gets you on buses and boats you shouldn't be on.
Yeah, you just don't want to be alone. You just want to be immersed in all these crazies.
This is patriotism, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you just want to compete for your country like someone in the Olympics?
Me and Maitland would do it. I bet Tommy would do it for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it. I'll say yes to anything. I'm easy to entertain.
What did you just say?
I'm easy to entertain.
I'm easily entertained.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the flappy Midwestern boy that everybody needs.
The cereal enthusiast.
Yeah. He's hopped up on sugar and off-brand energy drinks named after candies.
Tommy ends up squaring off directly with the modern British version of Tiny Tim. Out there on one crutch.
I thought you meant the tiptoe through the tulips guy.
No. Wait, is that not who you're talking
about?
He's
from America.
Oh, I was on the same page.
Really?
Well, he's dead, but yes.
He looks so weirdly, distinctly British.
Wait, I guess I take it back. I don't know where he's from.
I'm pretty sure Tiny Tim was from here.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about the tiptoe through the tulips person. Tiny Tim's American? That can't be right.
He's an American musician.
Tiny Tim
from Manhattan.
Tim sang tiptoe through the tulips.
But I was referring to the one from the Dickens book.
Oh.
I don't think you could say that.
Oh, that Tiny Tim.
As long as I don't say Dickens Tiny Tim.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Or you don't talk about Dickens Tiny Tim. Yeah.
Or Tiny Tim's Dickens.
There you go.
What a disaster this show has turned into.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like today. I mean just in general.
Is this Tiny Tim?
It is.
It's Charles Dickens.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, the worst thing is his second song, Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS This Year.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with that one?
Yeah, I mean, it had a pretty good message.
That's a man. He was on The Tonight Show singing that. It was famous.
I don't understand this. Why was this popular?
I don't know. I don't want to be mean, but I'm glad he's dead.
That's not mean. It's a fact.
Yeah.